From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, citing previous ineffective U.S. efforts, Wednesday outlined a new approach of increased diplomatic action in an open-ended military mission in Syria that he said was conditions-based.
We cannot make the same mistakes that were made in 2011 when a premature departure from Iraq allowed al-Qaeda in Iraq to survive and eventually morph into ISIS.
Tillerson said the U.S. must achieve the full and complete defeat of Islamic State and al-Qaeda. Despite American misgivings, he said the U.S. must persist in Syria.
Ungoverned spaces, especially in conflict zones, are breeding grounds for ISIS and other terrorist organizations. The fight against ISIS is not over. There are bands of ISIS fighters who are already beginning to wage an insurgency. We and our allies will hunt them down and kill them or capture them.
He cautioned American withdrawal would restore President Bashar al-Assad and his brutal treatment of his people and provide Iran the opportunity to strengthen its position. The Washington Institute for Near East Policy Fellow in Arab Politics, Andrew Tabler, called it a comprehensive approach.
There's a lot of speculation. There's ambiguity on U.S.-Syria policy. This seemed to lay it to rest. It was clear, made sense to anyone who follows the conflict.
He said he awaits reaction from U.S. allies. Meanwhile, Turkey has warned it will not hesitate to take action unless the U.S. withdraws its support for creation of a Kurdish-led border force. In Nigeria, two Americans and two Canadians have been abducted in the northern state of Kaduna following an ambush in which two policemen were killed. A local police official said they were helping to set up solar stations in villages in Kaduna State at the time of the kidnappings. This is VOA News.